Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Living Hope. We're so glad you're here, and we're glad you're joining us online, finally. If you have been waiting for us to start streaming, apologize for the delay, because it wouldn't be a Sunday morning with our pastor on sabbatical if we didn't have technical difficulties, would it? But we are so happy to be here and so glad that you're here. So let's go ahead and greet each other with the greeting that Christians have been using for a long, long time. The Lord be with you. Thank you so much. Let's pray for just a moment. Father, we do thank you for bringing us here on this beautiful Sunday morning. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person that's been able to be here, that will be here later, Lord, that is joining us online. We are so very grateful for the invitation that you've given us to be in your presence this morning. Be with us, Lord. Be with everything that happens in this service, whether it's a technical difficulty or if things go smoothly, Lord, no matter what happens, may we remember to give you honor and glory in all that we do. We thank you, Father. We give you praise, and we pray these things in your name. Amen. Amen. Well, we are so glad to have Darren Zancan back with us. It's been a little while since he's been here, but we're so glad he's back with us this morning to lead us in worship. So if you are able and you are willing, please stand and join us as we worship the Lord through music.
Good morning.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all things. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder? The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King of glory. Who rules the nations with truth and justice? Shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You lay down your life. That I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
I say this every time I'm here, but y'all sound really good out there. I could just stop singing and let you all do it.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul longs and even faints for you. For here my heart is satisfied within your presence. I sing beneath the shadow of your wings. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts, thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts, thousands elsewhere, thousands elsewhere. One thing I ask and I would seek, to see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts, thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts, thousands elsewhere. My heart and flesh cry out for you, the living God. Your spirit's water to my soul. I've tasted and I've seen. Come once again to me. I will draw near to you. I will draw near to you. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts, thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts, thousands elsewhere. Better is one day, better is one day, better is one day, thousands elsewhere. Better is one day, better is one day, better is one day, thousands elsewhere, thousands elsewhere. Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I found my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you, oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. So teach my song to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, and when I cannot stand, I fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. Let's sing that again, just voices. Lord, I need you.
Amen. Lord, we do need you. Every hour, every moment, Lord. There's no way we could get through this life without you, Lord. You have been so good. You have been so faithful to us, Father. We are so thankful this morning that you are a God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That your unwavering faithfulness, your unwavering love for us, Lord, has not changed since time began. I thank you, Lord, for gathering us here this morning, for each and every person, for every burden and every victory that they have brought in with them this morning. We are thankful that you are carrying those burdens, that you have worked in those victories, and Lord, that no matter what's going on right now today in our world, oh, Lord, we watch it and we see things and we are so easily dismayed at what's going on around us. And yet, when we think of how good you are, of the power that you are, Lord, we can rest in the hope that you are working all things. You are in them, you are through them, and nothing is happening that is outside of your control. Nothing is happening that's a surprise to you, whether it's in our own lives, it's in our community, it's in our country, or it's in the world. Lord, it looks like a mess some days. But you bring peace into the chaos, Lord. You bring peace into our spirits. You bring peace deep into our hearts and souls. We are so thankful for that fact and for that truth, Lord. I pray that you would continue to be with us in this place this morning. Be a mighty presence. Be with Pastor Romeo as he brings the message this morning. Be with our youth, Lord, as they serve us this morning. We are so thankful for these kids, for these young people who in their hearts desire nothing more than to serve you with all of their lives. Lord, it's been a great privilege for me to watch them grow and to mature, to watch their hunger for you, Lord. It's amazing. Thank you for giving us the privilege of being their church. So be with us this morning, Lord. Anoint Romeo as he brings us the message, the word that you've given him. Give him clarity of thought and peace of heart, peace of mind, Lord, as he shares what it is you've laid on his heart to share. We love you, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory because you alone are worthy as we pray these things in your name. Amen. Amen. And now the peace of the Lord be with you. Thank you. Take a few moments, if you will, and pass the peace amongst yourselves. As we're finding our way back to our seats, we do have a couple of announcements for you, some things we need to let you know about. Number one is immediately following the second service this morning at 11:30, 45-ish, right around there. We are going to be just kind of hanging out here eating pizza, I understand. Is it still pizza? Oh, Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's sandwiches. Okay. Jimmy John's is always a good idea. Anyway, there should be a little flyer on your table or in your handout. This is an opportunity for us this after service, the second service this morning, to share with some folks who are gathering information in the community about the needs of our community here in Valparaiso. So if you are interested in having your voice and your opinion be heard by someone who is going to take this information to the people that can affect change, please feel free to either stick around and just kind of wait, stay for second service, hear Romeo preach again, it's all good, or come back here at 11:30 and join us for this. We also, don't forget, have Unity Cafe on Friday nights, as always, as usual. We've had some really good crowds be here. We've had some really great people show up. And so if you want to get to know some people who are part of our family here that don't necessarily come on a Sunday, they'll come on a Friday night, I encourage you to stop by on a Friday night and see what it's all about. We have one last free bike giveaway, and that's on the 17th of August, which is 2 weeks from yesterday, right? 2 weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks from yesterday. Great googly moogly, that went fast. That'll be our last one. And I know we all are going to be very glad to hear this bit of news, but today is the last Sunday of Pastor Rich's sabbatical. So be prepared. So be prepared next Sunday to welcome him back warmly and graciously. We are so glad that he had this time away and that he has been able to refresh and renew, and we are very much looking forward to having him, his wife Stacy, and both David and Jonathan back here at the church on the regular. I don't know about you guys, I've missed them. I really have. They're great folks and good friends and a good pastor, and so we want to make sure that we're welcoming them back very warmly next week. I think that is all we have. Oh no, I almost forgot to do it again. If you are needing to get a hold of the church office at any point, you can do that one of two ways. You can either take a green card that's at the back of the room, fill it out, and drop it in the offering box, or you can go to livinghope.info/connect, and that will come directly to one of the pastoral staff, and we will get in touch with you if you need something, you have a question. Speaking of questions, if you have questions for Pastor Rich's Ask the Pastor sermon series, it's not too late to get those questions in. You can do that today. You can use that Connect card, or you can go online and use the website to do that. And then the other thing, if you are giving this morning, you can do that also one of two ways. There's envelopes at the back. You can fill that out, put your offering in, and drop it in the box, or you can go to livinghope.info/give. I think I remembered everything this time. And yes, I think so. So right now, we are privileged this morning to have our youth leading service. And as a part of that, our youth director, Romeo Marcinkowski. It's a tough one to say. Tougher to spell, but it's a tough one to say. But we're so glad that he's here. I count it a privilege to hear from him this morning. So if we can give him our utmost attention as we hear from him and hear the Lord speak through him.
Thank you, Pastor Judy. Good morning, everybody. So I know some of you have probably already opened up your pamphlets and have seen the title to the sermon. And I know it's kind of funny, Let God Cook. I thought it was only appropriate to use a little bit of youth terminology when I came up here this morning. Oftentimes when we go out to the courts to play basketball on Wednesdays and we talk with some of the youth out there and doing whatever it may be, oftentimes when someone's either doing something really awesome on the court or, you know, they're about to do something awesome, you'll hear someone yell out, let them cook. So we're going to let God cook this morning. So that's how they use it. So, but this morning we're going over a miracle from Jesus that, you know, a lot of you have probably already heard of, or, you know, maybe it's your first time. But my goal here is to, whenever I'm teaching the youth, I always talk to them about bringing things back to practicality. Whenever I'm teaching, I want them to take what I teach, and I hope that that they can use it in their everyday lives. And so even though a miracle a lot of you have heard of, I hope to bring it to life a little bit for you guys today. So we're looking at John 6, 5 through 13, the miracle of the fish and the bread. And we're just going to jump right in. Looking at 5 and 6. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Whenever I read this in my head, I'm kind of like reading it, Jesus in a way kind of going like, hey, what are we going to do, right? When I'm working with my kids a lot of the times, or I'm watching them do something and I'm kind of overseeing it in a way, I'm already building this plan of how I'm going to help them, right? And, you know, just kind of putting it together. So that way, you know, when they do need my help, right, I'm the man. I already know what the plan is. So, but when I read this here, I kind of look at it as Jesus setting a stage. He already has a plan for what he's about to do, but he's still asking, right? Still asking them, hey, how are we gonna overcome this? And what happens next is something that I honestly, I kind of in a way would be ashamed to tell you guys how many times I've had this response. Jumping into to these next verses, Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? So oftentimes we as humans, we jump directly to the lack of, right? Like I said, I'd be ashamed to tell you how many times I've done this. Right off the bat, we're looking at the lack of, right? Whether it's lack of substance, lack of finances, lack of knowledge, whatever it may be, we focus on the lack of. And, you know, for me, I'm, you know, a lot of the youth kids, they already know a huge portion of my story. I'm very transparent about it. But just being real with you guys, for the better part of the last 10 years of my life, I was running from God's plan on my life because I was afraid of this right here, the lack of. See, when you push past the lack of, it requires you to lean on Christ. And that's scary sometimes. And so for literally 10 years, I just wanted to follow my plan so I wouldn't have to lean on Christ because I was so concerned about the lack of, the things that I might fall short on if I go forth with following God's plan for my life. And so I allowed that to be a wall, and we as humans, we often allow that to be a wall. And then we justify it too, right? We kind of go, okay, God, well, you know, I tried, but I didn't have enough, you know, I didn't have enough substance. Oh, I tried, but I didn't have the finances. Oh, I tried, but I really didn't have the knowledge to really, you know, figure out how to overcome this. And so we allow this to be that threshold that stops us from allowing God to work in our lives, because it's scary to push past the lack of. But when we look at what happens next, there's, you know, it's awesome, right? And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in this place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and then he had given thanks. He distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Right? So we see the miracle occur. They pushed past the lack of, and the miracle occurred. But the thing here is, right, before there was even a plan, before Jesus, you know, said, "Oh yeah, I'm going to hand you guys the fish and the bread, and you guys pass them out," he told them to tell these men to sit down, right? So I'm thinking to myself, like I said, I'm going to be real with you guys, you know. If I was in this situation and Jesus was telling me to sit down after I just had said, "Hey, man, we don't have money, we don't have food," I'd be kind of like, "Hey, you know, Andrew, did Jesus just hear what I said? You know, did he just hear what we were just talking about? We don't have enough," right? But instead, he tells them to sit down. That requires some faith and obedience there. And I believe that's what Jesus was testing in this moment. Faith and obedience. Are you willing to follow Christ when the plan doesn't make sense? And then oftentimes it doesn't always make sense, right? But even looking at this, there's faith and obedience, but at some point, the boy had to hand over the fish and the bread, right? So you can have faith and obedience, but at some point, you also just got to hand it over. And so oftentimes when I'm teaching the youth, this is where I'll ask a big question like, how does this apply to your lives, right? And I love watching the gears kind of start churning. I love the answers that they give me. I love when they start answering and then the answers kind of, you know, they build up and they start playing off of each other. Right, you see the lights kind of come on as some of the other kids answer, and they're really starting to get it. It's one of my favorite points when I teach is seeing those lights kind of click over, like, oh, we're getting it now. And that's always my big goal is, like I said, I want to bring things back to practicality. I want to bring the Bible to life for our youth. I don't just want it to be words, but I want it to be things that they can actually grasp on. And that's what I'm always trying to accomplish when I talk about, you know, just the Lord. That it's just not the past, right? He's here with us now. He's here. He's alive. He is something that we can grasp. And so looking back at the practicality of it. You see, when I'm looking up here, and so usually you guys know, most of you know, I'm right down there looking this way. So it's really, you know, really cool seeing you guys from the perspective I'm at right now. And the cool thing is when I look across the room, I see people from all different cultures, backgrounds, from different circumstances of life, right? Each one of you has different goals. You have different aspirations. You have different gifts and talents. Big one is everyone here has a different testimony that they could tell, right? You've lived a different life than everyone else here, which is awesome. And Some of you here have been following Christ for probably longer than I've been around. And being real about it. And others here, maybe you just started following Christ, or, you know, maybe you're still trying to decide whether you even want to follow Christ. Is this Jesus guy someone that I'm willing to follow? And I think about these things, and when I was praying, through this sermon, really asking the Lord, what do you want me to talk about? And I felt like he was saying, just kind of do what you do for the youth. Bring it to practicality. How can you guys use this, right? This is a miracle from so far back, but how does it apply to our lives today? You see, I know some of you here have probably been wondering, some of you that have been following Christ for a long time, where the flame is gone. Some of you may be wondering, does Jesus still have a plan for my life? And I felt like the Lord was just telling me to remind you guys that if you hand it over to him, he still has a plan for your life, that he's not finished with any of you yet. And I know some of you here might be trying to turn your lives around. You've been through some stuff. I get it. I've been through some ditches, right? And I felt like, the Lord was telling me to tell those people up here that, if you feel like you're just covered in mud, that Jesus can wash you clean and he can change your life. This next one's me, so forgive me if I have a hard time saying this one. But some of you might be just trying to get to tomorrow. That was a hard one for me. For those 10 years, like I said, when I was running from Christ, trying to get to tomorrow was a hard one for me. And the Lord just really, he dragged me into tomorrow every single time. And so for those people here, felt like the Lord's just saying, if you hand it to me, I can get you to tomorrow. And some of you may feel like you just need a full-on miracle. I get that too. That's right, you raise your hand. You're good, boss. Some of you may feel like you need a full-on miracle, and that's all right. You don't know where you're headed. The direction's lost. You're asking questions. Where's God at? Is he going to show up? And the Lord's same thing. If you're willing to hand it over, he can perform a miracle in your life. See, like I said in the beginning, right? It said that God had a plan in the beginning of these verses. And towards the end, right, you have faith and obedience, like I mentioned. But at some point, the boy had to hand over the fish and the bread. And my encouragement today to you guys is that whatever those needs may be, wherever you feel like you're at, it all just starts with handing it over to Christ. And once you hand it over, that's where you can let God cook, right? So I know it's a shorter sermon today, y'all, but I just want to kick back to practicality. So let's pray. Dear God, we just worship you and praise you. Father, we just thank you so much for everything you're doing for us, Lord. We thank you that, Father, that your lessons still hold true today. That these things that you teach us, Father, that they're still able to be used, Father. That they're not just old stories and old miracles. That you're the same God today and forever. That just like Jesus was performing miracles, Father, you can perform miracles in our lives today still. We just thank you so much, Jesus. Amen. So, looking at this, if you guys don't mind saying the Lord's Prayer with me. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us those trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So I'm going to have my two youth kids here, Zach and Jack, come up and hand communion to you guys. And communion is for anybody that's looking to say yes to the Lord today. Just come up and take the bread and dip it in the juice. And we have the flatbread there, and then there's also gluten-free wafers for whoever may need be. And if you can't come up or just don't want to, it's no biggie. There's cups on the table as well for whoever wants to take communion.
Is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a Savior, isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Bow down before him, for he is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Bear your cross as you wait for the crown. Tell the world of the treasure you found.
So before we close with prayer, we'd like to invite you guys, if you need any prayer for anything, any support, please, we have Romeo, Pastor Judy, please reach out to them. They're more than happy to help you guys. Father, thank you for everything that we've had, from blessings, opportunities this week. Please be here with us in our following days as we finish out work weeks or our at-home lives. Please be there. We know you meet us where we are. Please comfort us. Please bring us your peace. Amen. Go in peace.